opening Mishnah in the Perek says explicitly that the son yarshins the mother, but the mother does not yarshin the son. That's how we paskan like the Stam Mishnah. The Gemara and Kuf Yudalat on the base quotes one Tana, Reb Yehuda Reb Shimon, not too popular a name among the Tanoim, that the din is not like the Mishnah. A Tana who disagrees with the Mishnah. He says, just like the Pasuk has a Hekesh, Makesh Matehaim, Lamatehaov, because they're both written together, Matos Avoisam. So just like Matehaov, Yerush Ezbeno, if Matehaim, Haisha Yeresh Ezbeno. So Tesis, in the bottom Tesis, he asks, how is that possible? We have other dinim in the Mishnah. I mean, this Tana disagrees with everything in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Beferish, the din, is based on the Pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar. The mishpachosim of the beis aloisam, the mishpachas avkruim, mishpachas aymenikruim, mishpacha. Let's say if you have a half brother, it's only a brother from the mother's side, not from the father's side. So the Mishnah says he doesn't get Yerusha. Yerusha only goes through the father's side. So the mother is related to the son. She's not related through the father. She's related mishpachas aymenikruim, mishpacha. And the Torah says Yerusha depends on mishpacha. There's two different chaloshemus of kurva. There's a kurva of sher basar. Ishi shall call Shabasola Sigabula Gala Servo. So by Gili Arayas, the craven who are Rasa to marry each other, that's a kurva of Sher Bosa. And the kurva for the purposes of Yerusha is kurva of Mishpacha. So Mishpacha Samenikur Mishpacha. So how can there be a Tana who disagrees? It's against everything in the whole, on the whole Perek, all the Mishnayos. So Tesis comes up with a fantastic Kiddush. The bottom line of this is near the rabbi in the time of the read. It's talking a special case. In a normal case, the mother, the Tana wouldn't say that the mother yarshins the son. Special rare case, if the woman is a giyurist, then she yarshins the son. What are they talking about? So, what do you mean she's a giyurist? What happened? So obviously she means, the thesis means, that she was muberish and is gaira. That's based on the Gemara in Yevamos Daf and Chesam and Aleph. The Berish and his Gairo are Benot Einet Tzorach Tvila. When the woman converts, so she's Tovel in the Mikvah, so the Tvila is Oila for her, she becomes a Gairovis, and the Tvila is Oila for the Uber as well. So after the Uber is born, there's no need to do Tvila. So the Shaila is the Uber related to the mother after he's born. Maybe I should say Gairish and his got cut in Shanola Domin. So that's a Gemara also in Yevamos on Tzadik Zainam, and basically the Gemara says, Beferish. The mother was pregnant with a Nochris woman, was pregnant with twins, and then she converted. So the twins are Hirasan Shalab Bigdusha Vidasam Bigdusha. So later on each twin gets married. So the Chayovim Ishum, if one of them will marry his sister in law, not Kozman, she's an Ashishish, that's an Ashishish. But let's say the two twin brothers will marry and then they'll get divorced and each one wants to marry the other one's wife. So the Chumash has an Iser, Eshesach from if he's the brother from the father's side, so you have the dinim of Yibam Bachalitza also. Yibam Bachalitza only applies from the father's side, not from the mother's side. I think more than that from the Pasuk. But the prohibition, the Iser chorus of Eshesach applies even if it's Eshesach Me'imai. And the Gemara says over here, Beferish, you don't say Gershon is cut Shadal Adami. It is not related to the mother. They're related to each other, they're related to the mother, and they're called Achim and Hoaim. And if it'll be Boal, Aleisha, Sochiv, Me'imo, they'll be Chayiv Kurs. That's a Gemara, and Yibam is not Tzadik Zayin on the base. So that's what Tesis says over here. This Tana says that the mother, Yarshin's son, is talking about a rare case, a special case. The mother was Megair when she was pregnant. So therefore what? So how did you solve the problem? As all came bus. And then the baby boy is born. And then the son somehow makes $1 million later on in life. And then he dies and he's not related to a soul in the world. He never had any children. And his wife doesn't yarshin the husband. His wife, the son's wife, doesn't yarshin the husband. So all of his property becomes hefker. So Tyson says, no, the din is shelo yehu nochas of hefker. The mother yarshins the son. How did they answer the question? The question was mishpachas emeinikurim mishpacha. So how did they answer it? So Rab Chaim points out in the sefer in Perek Tezvav in Hilchas Yisui Bia, the pashtus is that he's basing himself on the Gemara and Pchoros on Daf Mem Zayin. The Gemara Mechores has one of the Amorai makes a statement that a Leviah who has a baby boy, the baby is potter from Pidyon HaBen. So the Gemara says, who did she marry? Who did she become pregnant from? If she became pregnant from a non-Levi, from Israel, so the baby is not a Levi. The baby will be a Yisrael, because the pasuk says, L'mishpacha yisum l'beis havoisam, Mishpacha sa kriyin mishpacha, Mishpacha sa emeinu kriyin mishpacha. So the baby is not a Kohen, he's not a Levi, he's a Yisrael. So why should he be potter from Pidyon HaBen? So the first, that's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara says, it must be, Rav Papa answers, it must be, she became pregnant from a Nochri. So how does that answer the question? So the Gemara explains the answer. When do you say the Mishpacha Yisam Levei Savoisam, Mishpacha Semei Kri Mishpacha? If it's a Tosa, there's a Mishpacha Sav and there's a Mishpacha Sem. But over here, the father is a Nochri and the child is Jewish. So the father is, he's biologically the father of the child, but Al Pidin, they're not related. He's not considered the father. So since there's no father at all, Al Pidin, Al Pialocha, there's no father. It's an immaculate conception, Al Pidin. There's only a mother, there's no father. So then you say Mishpacha, same Kareem Mishpacha. So that's the Pashtus and this Bala Tosfos. That's Rab Chaim writes, that this Bala, this Rabbeinu Tam, and they read, they're learning Pshat in this funny Tana, the Rabbi Reb Shimon. In a rare case, the mother yashin son. In a normal case, she doesn't yashin the son, because mishpacha same many kuri mishpacha. But whenever there is no father, then the Gemara says there, if the woman is a Leviah and she becomes nisabro from a nachri, so the mishpacha same kuri mishpacha, and therefore the baby is going to be a Levi. So that's what they says. Oh yeah, whenever there's no mishpacha sab to speak of, then mishpacha same kuri mishpacha. Problem is, that's the first pshat that the Gemara gives. The Samaira made a statement that a Levi Sheyoldo, the child is potter from Pidyon HaBen. So the Gemara says, why? So Rav Papa gives the first pshat that is talking about Nisabra Min HaNochri, and there's no Mishpacha Sab, then you say Mishpacha Sein Kuri Mishpacha, and therefore the baby is a Levi. The baby is a Levi. So 60 years ago, there used to be a monthly publication in America that was called Hapardes. So Rabbanim from America, some Rabbanim from Europe, and Herzl used to participate, they used to write the Vitter. So there was one of the rabbis, I think, from Scandinavia. There was such a high incidence there of intermarriage. Now it's all over the world, there's intermarriage. So he kept on hacking. They kept on writing back and forth, what's halacha l'maisa in that case? The Jewish woman is a Leviah, and she's living, she's married to a goy, and she has a son. The son gets the second aliyah. The son is Jewish. The mother is Jewish, even though the father is a guy, so the child is Jewish. So the son is a lady, he gets the second aliyah. So this rabbi in Scandinavia kept on hacking, yeah, it's the famous Gemara in Brewer, that the son is a lady, he gets the aliyah. And the others were hacking, no, Rab Chaim says not so. Rab Chaim in the Sefer says, when the Gemara says that the child is a Levi, it doesn't mean he's a Levi, he's from the Mishorim or the Shorim and the Beis HaMikdash. No, he can't do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. It's only a Levi for this purpose. What motivates Rav Chaim to say like that? Because he says, how can we paskin like that? Then the Gemara gives another pshat. What did this Amora mean? That a Levi of Sheyolda, Benoz Potov, and Pidyon HaBen. The Gemara has another pshat. No, the Ebram of Yisrael. She married a Yisrael. Either din is Mishpachosim, Levei Savoisim, so the child is not a Levi. The Gemara says, but Peta Rechmatala Rachman. So these are two different pshatim. So nonetheless, the Rambam quotes both. It's very surprising. The Rambam quotes the first din, that if the mother's a Leviah and the father of the baby is a Nochri, then the child is a Levi, and that's why the child is Potter from Pidyon HaBen. And if the mother's a Leviah and the father's a Yisrael, also Potter from Pidyon HaBen, because B'Peter Rechman Tala Rachman. The Rambam quotes both dinim. So the question is, how can the Rambam quote the din? That if the father's a Nochri, then you say Mishpacha Sein Kuri Mishpacha. This funny Tana said that. That's what Taisus, the Ri and the Rabbeinu Tam said. That's what this Tana said over here. But the Mishnah is against that Tana. So you see from the Mishnah that even where there is no Mishpacha Sav, you still say Mishpacha Seim, Ein Ekurim Mishpacha. So how come the Rambam says over there that the child is Patel from Yaben, that the child is called a Levi? Rab Chaim says that the Gemara never meant that in the first place. we hold against this Tana. We hold like our Mishnah, that Mishpacha Sein Meinikoi Mishpacha, even when there's no Mishpacha, even when there's no father Al Pidin, you still say Mishpacha Sein Meinikoi Mishpacha. The Gemara just meant, it's a din, there are two dinim, Rav Chaim says, there are two dinim. There's a din of Levi that it does have in the Beis HaMikdash, that he doesn't have. And the Pashtis, as Rav Chaim would probably say, like most of the Rabbanim, he does not get the second Aliyah. Second Aliyah, like Kriyas HaTorah, is only if he's really a Levi. Whenever you have a din of a Levi, he's not. But when you get to this one din, it has a Sheiches with Leviyah. Whenever there's no Mishpachas Av, it's not Mishpachas Ein Kriyas Mishpach. We don't accept this Tana. But the Psa Noch HaDin Levi, he has a Miktas of the din of a Levi. So this is the Pshat that the Tosis gave in his Gemara. It's interesting that Balei HaTosis are assuming, the Gemara says there in Yevamos Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph, Mu'berish and his Gaira Bino Ein Tzorach Tfila. So there's a big machlokes in the Rishonim when it says Bino Ein Tzorach Tfila in the masculine. It means she has a baby boy and the baby boy doesn't need Tfila. So the Gemara says, why not? So the Gemara says, if you hold, there's a machlokes hatanaim and a question how we pass on Halacha L'maaseh, the Rambam and the Rabban, Hilchos Avodim, whether we pass on Uba Yerachim or Uba Lav Yerachim. So the Gemara there in Yivam is Dafa and Ches Amanal raises the question, if you hold Uba Yerachimai, so it's all one goof. So the mother was tovel in the mikveh, so the tefillah in the mikveh is good for the Uba. But if you hold Uba Lav Yerachimai, so why is it good for the blood? So the Gemara says, even if Uba Lav Yerachimai, the mother's body is not considered a chatzitza. It's a geris on the mother and a geris on the blood. If you hold Lav Yerachimai, so there's a geris on the mother and a geris on the blood also. So the Rishonim have machlokes, but geris for a baby boy, you need mila utfila. There's a machlokes hatanaim, whether they're both me'akev, we pass on halacha, mila and tfila are both me'akev. There's one tana holds by an akevah. All you need is kabbalas on mitzvahs and tefillah. You don't need milah. So by boy, you should be malam. There's a mitzvah, you should be malagir, but it's not mi'akev b'di'evit. You can be mitzaref of a minyan, even if you just had the tefillah. And there's one opinion, the reverse, that as long as you have the tefillah, as long as you have the milah, then you don't need tefillah. We paskin milah and tefillah are both mi'akev. So the question is, if you all do, but lav yerachimai, and it's a baby boy inside the Uber, so the Gemara says, b'no, Ein tzorach tefila, and the masculine, the son doesn't need tefila. All right, he's yotze with the mother's tefila. The mother's body is not a chatzitza. But what happened to the mila? Isn't the mila miyake? The Sam Rishayim say when the Gemara says beno ein tzorach tefila means her child doesn't need tefila if it's a female, but if it's a male, when he's going to be born, he won't be Jewish. He'll still need tefila and a mikveh. He'll still be a goy. He's going to need tefillah in the mikveh, and this dummy, he's not going to be related to the mother. He's going to say, Gershon's got Shanola dummy. It's very peladic. So what's with that other Gemara in Yevamos and Daftar Zayin on the base? The Gemara says, Shneachim Taim Shoysa Hiras and Shlod Bigdusha and Lidosan Bigdusha. The Gemara says that they're Chai Mishum Eshes Achiv Meimai. So you see that they are related to the mother. Why don't you say, the baby when he's born is a goy, it only becomes Jewish later on when you're going to do the Mila, and it's a Mila Shal Geiris, then you should say, Kakot and Shana La Domi. How can it be? It's going to be against. How can some Rishonim say that B'no Ein Tzorach Tfila only means if it's a female? But if it's a male, you're not finished yet. You still have to do the Mila. I can say you need the Mila. If you need Mila, it should be Kakot and Shana La Domi. And how can it be Chai Mishum Eshesach? So some Rishonim say, when Tosis quotes from the Bahag, well, the Rishonim quote from the Bahag, what if you have a Nochri, a male Nochri, who's Nichras Hagid, is Eba, her Orla was cut off. So it's impossible to do, physically impossible to do Mila. So the Bahag says, is Dina can cave him and get to becoming a Ger, he can become a Ger, but feel alone. A little Tosis in Yivamos quotes from the Bahag. So some of the Rishonim say, if the baby is now an Uber, so it's physically impossible to do Mila now. So now he becomes a Yisrael, he becomes a Ger with Tvila lo. You don't need Mila. But the other Rishonim say, no, you need Mila u'tvila. How can you say you need Mila u'tvila? In the Mila, later on after the baby boy is born, is going to be a Mila shal geiris. How can that be? So how can you say that it's Chayav Mishum Eshesach? He said, Kikot Mishun Ola Domi. So Rav Soloveitchik thought, Reb Shimon Shkop taught here for a year, and then all the Rabbanim in Europe insisted he should go back to Europe. He felt there was no future for the Jews in Europe. He wanted for years, he felt there was no future. He wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. He wanted to move to Eretz Yisrael and give Shurim and Merkel Sarav, so he corresponded with them. So he sent them back a letter, no thank you, we don't go for your Derech HaLimud. We have the Derech HaLimud of the Gro. You have a different style. He had a little similar to Rav Chaim's, not exactly the same. So they didn't want that. So he was stuck in Europe. Then he came to America and wanted to stay in America. Hell, there was no future for the Jews in Europe. No one imagined it's going to be a Holocaust, but he didn't want to go back. But all the Rabbanim insisted, so he went back. So when the yeshiva celebrated the 100th anniversary of the founding of the yeshivas of Yitzchak Yohanan, so they published the volume, Yivul HaYovlos, Chidush HaTorah by the Rabbanim who are Rabbeim here, who passed away, and then Chidush HaTorah from the Rabbeim over here. This is many years ago, maybe 40, 50 years ago, I don't know. So they printed a whole Shtigl Torah from Reb Shimon Shkop that was never printed before. So in that Batar, Reb Shimon Shkop said the same as Rav Soloveitchik on this topic. What do you mean? The mother is a woman is Muberis, a Nachris is Muberis, and then she's the Kabbalah Mitzvah, and she's Toivel in the Mikvah, and she becomes a Gioris. And then we're discussing, and then a month later, the baby bounces out, the baby is born. So we're discussing whether the baby is Jewish or the baby is a Goy. How can it be a Goy? A baby born from a Jewish mother? At the time of birth, the mother is Jewish already. She was already Megayir a month ago. So it's possible, physically possible, a Jewish mother gives birth to a baby as a Goy. So Reb Shimon Shkop and Rav Soloveitchik both say the same shot. The baby is going to be Jewish anyway. But there's a din that a Ger has a mitzvah that he has to do Mila Tefillah. So there's a machlokes hatanaim, how much is me'akev? So one Tana holds the mila is me'akev, the tefillah is not me'akev. One Tana holds the tefillah is me'akev, the mila is not me'akev. So it was not me'akev what he needed for in the first place. And the answer is no, it's a mitzvah. A gersh and his gar has to undergo mila and tefillah, even if it's not me'akev. So here you have a hechetimtze, this are Rav Shimon and Rav Soloveitchik. They both said the same shot. The baby's going to be Jewish anyway, because at the time the baby's born, the mother was already in this gar a month ago. So the baby's Jewish without any discussion. But the discussion is, but the baby started off as being a Nochri inside the, when he was an Uber. So since he started off as a Nochri, so he has to have the mitzvahs of Geiris done for him. Does he have to repeat the tefillah? So the Gemara says, no, he's Yotze with the tefillah of the mother. Does he have to do Mila later on? So that's a Machlokes HaRishonim, if it'll be a baby boy. So some say, since now he's a fetus, now he's an Uber, it's impossible to do Mila. It's like Nechras Agid, he becomes a Ger with the Tefillah alone. And others say, no, you need the Mila later, but it's not a Mila that's the Maisa Geris that's Megayer him, and until the time that he's going to do the Mila, he's going to be a Nochri. No. He's already Jewish from the time he was born. So you don't say, Kukot Nishonol Adami. The whole discussion is, do you need the Tefillah for the Mitzvah of Geris, and do you need the Mila for the Mitzvah of Geris? Maybe you don't need it for the Mitzvah. Interesting. So the Gemara in the last parak in Kedushin has a machlokes hatanaim regarding a ger. The pasuk says, "Lo yav mamzer b'kahal Hashem." A mamzer is not permitted to marry a Jewish person. So the Gemara has a machlokes whether kahal ger mikri kol or kahal ger lo yikri kol. Let's say a ger, is he called kahal Hashem, so he's not allowed to marry a mamzeres either? Or do we paskin that it's mutter? So we paskin halacha like the Tana, machlokes hatanaim. We paskin kahal gerim lo yikri kol. So it's permissible for a ger to marry a mamzeres. Even though it's mutter, the children will be mamzerim though. So it's not a smart idea. But strictly speaking, it's mutter. So the Gemara says, what if a ger marries a gioris and they have children? So what's the status of the children? So the children also, they're kahal gerim, they're permitted to marry mamzer. What if they marry gerim? They keep on marrying gerim and b'nei gerim. So for many generations later, they're still permitted, men atar, they're permitted even 10 generations later, they're allowed to marry mamzerim, because kahal gerim like we call. However, what if you have a gioris marries a Yisrael? And they have children. So the father's a Yisrael, the mother's a gioris, so then the children are not gerim, so the children are not allowed to marry mamzer. What if it'll be that's in the Gemara? What if it'll be the reverse order? What if it'll be a ger will marry a Yisraelis? A ger marries a Yisraelis. So the Ran says, Mishpacha sab kuyim mishpacha, mishpacha seim, ena kuyim mishpacha. So if the father's a ger, so the children are ger. If the father's a kohen or a levi, or the father's shevet zvul and shevet yisachar, that's kaver what the status of the child is. So if the father's a ger and the mother's a Yisraelis, so the children are all ger. Mishpacha sab kuyim mishpacha, mishpacha seim, ena kuyim mishpacha. So the Ran on the Rith, on page Laman on the base in Kiddushin, the beginning of the last parak in Kiddushin, the Ran quotes the Rambam says not so. That's the Rambam where the Rav Chaim was that I was quoting before. Parak Tezvav and Yisurid Bi Alocha Tez. So the Rambam writes not so in either direction. Whether the Gioris married a Yisrael or the Ger married a Yisraelis, in either direction, the children are Yisrael and Gemurim, and they're not allowed to marry Mamzerim. So the Ran says, Tomua on the Rama. How can he say that? The Gemara says in Bechoris and Daf Mem Zayin, when there's no father at all, when there's a biological father, but Al Pidin is not the father. If a Nochri is Boal Ha Leviya, so he's biologically the father, but the child is Jewish, so therefore he can't be related to the father. The father's a Nochri and the child is Jewish, so there's no kurva between a Yisrael and a Nochri. So he has no father, Al Pidin. So he only has a mother. So then the Gemara says, Mishpacha Seim Kuri Mishpacha. Or the way Tosfos says, we don't pass him like that. So Rav Chaim fudges a little bit. He says, Two Dinim of Levi. It's a little bit Levi. Not really Mishpacha's Levi, but he has a Shtikl Din of a Levi enough to be Potter from Pidyon HaBen. But he tainas, if you have over here the Ger marries a Yisraelis, so there is a father, and the father's Jewish, and the child's related to the father. So why should he say mishpacha seim kuri mishpacha? When there is no mishpacha sav, then the Gemara says mishpacha seim kuri mishpacha. So it's a pella on the Ram. That's what the Ran asks on the Ram. So Rav Chaim comes to Farem for the Kasha. So he says, whenever the father has what to offer, the father's from Shevet Zvulun, the mother's from Shevet Yisachar. The father's a kohen, and the mother is a Levi, or the father is a Levi, then the mother is a Kohen, and the father is Israel, and the mother is a Levi, or whatever. So whenever the father has what to offer, so you say, Mishpacha Sav Kohen Mishpacha. If there's no father at all, because biologically, Akam Habal Levi, so biologically he's the father, but Al Pidin, he's not related to the child, because there's no kurva between, can't be any kurva between Israel and a Nochri. So then there's no, the father is not able to offer anything. Al Pidin, there is no father. So didn't you say Mishpacha Seim is a little bit the Miktas Kuyim Mishpacha, but over here, if the father's a Ger, he has nothing to offer. Not that a Ger has a Chaloshem Ger. He's Kahal Gerim. The father wants to, like the father wants to offer Shevet Zvulun, the mother wants to offer Shevet Yisachar. Or the father wants to offer Kuhuna, and the mother wants to offer Yisrael. So then you say Mishpacha Seim Kuyim Mishpacha. So you say the father's a Ger, he wants to offer the child a Shem Ger. There's no Shem Ger. It's a blank. The father's a blank. He doesn't have a shem. Kahal gerim loyik recall. It's not that he's kahal gerim. That's a melitza. He's not loyik recall. Doesn't have. He has nothing to offer. He has nothing to offer. The child is Jewish because the mother is Jewish. But the father has nothing to offer. So the Rambam understood in that Gemara, not like the Ran, that whenever there's no father at all, that mishpacha zayim kuyim mishpacha. Whenever the father has nothing, if they're both offering the child something, father's offering kahuna and the mother's offering shevet yisachar. Father's offering shevet zvulun, the mother's offering leviya, whatever. So if there's a conflict, each one wants to offer, so then mishpacha sav kuyim mishpacha. The father of he has nothing to offer. The child's a Jewish anyway because the mother's Jewish. So the father is a blank. So whenever the father's not offering anything, that's the Gemara that mishpacha same Korean mishpacha. So that b'miktas. That's Rav Chaim defends this Rama. So the question is though, this Bala Tesis, why did the Rei and the Rabbeinu Tam, why did they say such a funny case? She was a Muberish and his Gaira, and the Uber was this Gaira with her. Why didn't you just give us a simpler case? A goy lives with a Jewish woman and have a child. The same case as the Gemara in Bchoris. The Gemara in Bchoris talks about Akam Habo'al Halaviya. So since there's no, the child is not related to the father, there's no father Al Pidin. Biologically he's the father, but Al Pi Aloha he's not. and has nothing to offer. So therefore you say, b'miktsas mishpachas emkri, mishpachas. Why didn't Taisa just give that pshat over here? Just like the Gemara there, that's what this Tana holds, but more so, he holds that it's mamish mishpachas em, is kriya mishpacha all the way, and you even have Yerusha. Why did the Bala Taisa have to say it's talking about a muberish and his gaira? So the pashtas perhaps could be that there's a famous marsha on the Taisus in Kiddushin. The Taisus in Yibam is on Tezayin on the base. That's the last on the base and the first pair. So there's the Taisus Dibra Maschal Abid Kochav. So Taisus writes there, a little Taisus, no big arichas, that there were three opinions in the Tanaim regarding a mixed marriage, an intermarriage, what the status of the child is. So there's one opinion that you have to have both parents to be Jewish in order that the children should be Jewish. Another opinion is that, like the Reform and the Conservative adopted years ago, if either parent is Jewish, then the child is Jewish. And then there's a third opinion that it all depends on the mother. Three different opinions. So Rabbi Kivege writes on the side of the Gemara, the Gilyan Hashas, look in the Mishnah Kiddushin, Mitzorchi and Godel. Mishnah Kiddushin doesn't quote three opinions, just says it all depends on the mother. So there's a little paragraph in the Chazon Ish on Yevamos. He says, no, that's what the Mishnah said. That's how we pass on La Locha. But he documents it, he shows you from the Gemara. There was an opinion that either the father or the mother. That's what the 2,000 years after the Machlokes, after it was ready, Paskin by the Tanaim, the Reform and the Conservative decided to adopt that position. That was outvoted 2,000 years ago. So there was one opinion, you need both parents to be Jewish, one opinion, either parents are Jewish, and the third opinion is the one that's accepted in the Mishnah. So the Chazon Ish writes that what Taisa said is true. It's Beferish Gemara like that. So there's a further issue. When you say if either parent is Jewish, then the child is Jewish, that's what Ataka means, either parent is Jewish. So the Marit Al-Ghazi has on B'choris a lot of Chidusha Torah, a lot of Pilpulim, a lot of Chidusha people. They want to learn B'choris in order to learn the Marit Al-Ghazi. They're not so interested in learning B'choris, but they want to get used to the, yes, fantastic Chidusha, fantastic Pilpulim. So they learn B'choris in order to learn the Marit Al-Ghazi. So the Marit Al-Ghazi has a discussion. Oh, I think it's very wild sheet. The Maram Sheik has a tshuva la'alocha la'maisa. He assumes like this, that if either parent is Jewish, the child is Jewish, not so fast. It means it depends what happens at the end. If he's brought up as a Jew, then he's Jewish. Brought up as a goy, then he's a goy. Pilei ploim, what do you mean? Depends how I bring him up. And he doesn't need any gerus. He automatically becomes Jewish. Whatever he wants. I don't know what that means, but the Maram Shik is considering saying like that la'alocha, it's a pella. The pashtus is that we pass on la'alocha, like Rabbi Kevegar is. The Stam Mishnah says it all depends on the mother. Stam, just as a footnote, why isn't there a fourth opinion? Shouldn't there have been a fourth opinion that it all depends on the father? Mishpacha sab kuri, mishpacha sein, any kuri, mishpacha. The din is, we have special din for a certain nochrin. Let's say someone is from the Zainumis, so there's a din of Hachrim Tachrimen. And there's a din of Zainumis in his Gairu, they're called Nesidim, so they're not allowed to marry Jewish people. Lois is Chatan Bom, according to half of the Shittas in the Gemara, according to half of the Shittas in Rishonim, that's an Issa Deraisa, not to marry one of the Zainumis in his Gairu. Then Amaleki has a special status, Mitzvah Verdoimi, Shinis Gairu is only Mutta Dor Shlishi. Amon Amoyav is a Osir Amoni Vila Amonis, Mayav Vila Meavir. There's a special dinner for Amonim. So what's the dinner for an Amoni? He marries a mitzvah. What's the status of the children? So the Gemara says in Kiddushan, Adav Samar Zayin Amon Beis, Bu'umas Haloich Acher HaZocher. Whenever you have a mixed marriage and both parents are not Jewish, the status of the child is determined by the father. What if you have a mixed marriage and the both parents are Jewish, but one is a Kohen and one is a Yisachar? One is Vulan and one is a lady, whatever. So the din is Mishpachosim Lebeis Avosim. So if you have a mixed marriage and the both parents are Jewish, you say the Mishpachosim Lebeis Avosim. If you have a mixed marriage and the both parents are not Jewish, you say Vaitan the Mishpachosim Lebeis Avosim. Boom is Aloch Acher Azocha. No Machloikis. All of a sudden, if you have a mixed marriage, one parent is Jewish, one parent not Jewish, then nobody says that. Why nobody says? There are four logical possibilities. It depends on the father, depends on the mother. You need both parents or either parent. So how come there are only three shittas? Taisus shows and the Chazon Ish shows there are three shittas. We might need both parents to be Jewish, either parent to be Jewish. It all depends on the mother. Should have been a fourth shittah, and we should have passed like the fourth shittah. Everything would be the same. The answer appears in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, "Be'ezcha l'goy gadol min ivrichu b'cha kol mishpacha yisu adama." The umas ha'olam are not goyim. We refer to them as the goyim. Truth of the matter, we're the only goy. V'ikam chesol ge'echa ba'aretz. We're the only goy. Goy, the Radak writes in his Bichlov, he has a dictionary of biblical words. Soleitchik used to quote this when he gave drushes for the Mizrahi all the time. He has it printed in the drushes that the Radak says that the word goy comes from the word giviyah, that we treat the whole Jewish people as if it's one body, as if kol yisrael ha'arevim zeh b'zeh. By Yom HaSalem there is no such klal. There are only mishpachas. What's a mishpacha? Mishpacha means they're different people and they relate to each other. Uncles, aunts, cousins, they get along, they don't get along. But by Bnei Yisrael it's considered one big giviyah, as if everybody is all together. So the Chumash says, the Yom HaSalem, to be an Amaleki, a Mitzri, a Doimi, or a Chiti, a Mer, a Prizi, a Lusi, whatever, that's an Inyan on Mishpacha. So that's governed by the rule. Mishpachaisim, Labesa, Vaisim. Who is the Kohen Levi, who is the Zvul and Yisachar? So the Torah says, Lemishpachaisim, Labesa, Vaisim. That's the Pasuk in the beginning of Chumash Bamidbar. But to establish that a Jewish person is Jewish because of Mishpacha is not true. If it depends on Mishpacha, you couldn't have an institution of Geiris. And in fact, some of the Rashbam, some other Rishonim learn, they say it's not Miloshim Bracha. All the nations of the world will be blessed because of you. Although they were blessed, the children, you should grow up to be like the Jew. A few Rishonim learn that you will be able to be Mekabel Gerim. You'll be able to be Mekabel Gerim. So if you're Mekabel Ager, he's not Mishpachas Yehudim at all. He's not from the father's side, not the mother's side. Both parents are not Jewish. So from the fact that a person can be Jewish without being from parents who are Jewish shows that it's not a function of whether you're Mishpachas Yisrael, it's a function, are you part of the Goy? So the Tanoim worked with the premise that that Pasuk, Mishpachas Melevaisav Aisam, only Mishpachasav, that only has to do with Mishpacha. That's if both parents are Jewish, you want to decide is he Yisoch HaZvulun, Kohen Levi Yisrael, that's a function of Mishpacha. On Mishpachaisu Adama, is he an Amaleki, is he an Amoni, is he a Mitzri, Chiti Amoyri, Prizi, and so on. That's in Yenu Mishpacha. So that depends on Bu'umas Allah Chachar HaZocha. But if you're determining whether a person is Jewish or not, based on his parents, it Bedavka should not depend on the father, because it's not a function on Mishpacha. So there was a whole Machlokes HaTanan. Do you need both parents to be Jewish, either parent to be Jewish, whatever that means? With that funny Marit Al Ghazi, or it all depends on the mother. That's how we pass, and I'll be passed, depends on the mother. So there's a famous Maharsho in Kiddushin Adaf Ayin Daled on the Tosis. The Maharsho shows that the Tosis over there is of the opinion, the Gemara has a Machlekes, the Gemara Yevamos has a Machlekes, Abikivin Achacham, what's the din? Akum v'ever habo'al bas Yisrael, whether the child is a mamzer or not. So Rabbi Kiva was Marbe Mamzer. Rabbi Kiva held even Chavi Laban. The blood from Chavi Laban is a Mamzer. So we don't accept Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva, just like he was Machman by the blood of Chavi Laban, he holds thank you Dushin Topsim Chavi Laban. So the Gemara says, Bo and it's Haveach al Akiva ben Yosef. All the Tanoim ganged up together said, we're going to disagree with him. Usually the din is Halacha Kerev Akiva Mechaveiro, but not Mechaveiro. If he disagrees with one of his contemporaries, then we pass like Rabbi Kiva. So here the Vilna Gaon says, here all the Tanoim ganged up together, and they said, Bo and Tzavech, let's all scream together against Rabbi Kiva. He makes Mamzerim from everybody. So since they all disagreed with Rabbi Kiva, so Halachik Revkin Mechadeiro, but we don't pass like Rabbi Kiva. So we paskin, we're Mekel also, not only Chavi Lavin, we're Mekel, Hakam Yabar, Abba Bas Yisrael, Avlat Kosher. So what does it mean, Avlat Kosher? So the Marshor, there in Kiddushin, this is a famous Marshor, it's quoted by the later Poskin. So the Marshor says, from Tesis there in Kiddushin is Muchach, that they understood Avlat Kosher, he's a Kosher a Goy. He can't be a Mamza unless you're Jewish. Akam Abba Bas Yisrael, the Vlad is kosher, he's a kosher goy. If he'll want to convert, he will be kosher. There's no mamzeres by Nochrim. A Nochri is Boal Eshishish Nochriya. So there's no din of mamzeres. So if the child is not Jewish at all, so he can't be a mamzer. So that's what the Masha says. It would appear that Tosis holds La Halacha like that. Hakam Al Bamas Yisrael, the Vlad is a goy. He's not Jewish at all. So it could be that that's the reason. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in Hilchas Mila, in Reis Samavov, in Yerudea, that's the last simen in Hilchas Milah. It's not the last simen in Yerideya, but the last simen in Hilchas Milah in Yerideya. So on the last page, the last Amid Beis in Hilchas Milah, there's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch. Let's say you have a Jewish couple. One of them is a Mishumid, and the other one is not a Mishumid. And they have a baby boy, but they're both Jewish, so the child is Jewish. So there's a whole discussion, is this Bris Milah Deicha Shabbos? So what's the Shaila? So some Achareim said, what is the discussion? Both parents are Jewish, so the Cholatei is the child is Jewish. A Mishumid is still Jewish. So of course, there's a Chiyav Milah, so the Milah is Deicha Shabbos. So they explain, no. The Gemara says in the first Perek in Yevamos, when they discuss the topic of Eser Deicha Lo Isesei, the Gemara said, the Klal is, Ein Eser Deicha Lo Isesei Sheyesh Bekoris. So how can Milah Bezmana be Deicha Shabbos? Shabbos is an Isa Koris. So the Gemara says, it's an exception to the rule, Shaini Milah Shenichru Svala Yud Gimel Brises. It means in the end of Parshas Lech Lechum, and the Chumash writes the whole conversation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, he has to perform the Bris Milah. So the word bris appears 13 times. It doesn't mean 13 bris. It means it's hachnas of the bris. So there are two ways to read the Gemara. So one way to learn it, that's a special, unusual mitzvah. Akrisa's bris. So unusual. So bris milah v'zmanah is derech Shabbos, despite the fact that it's an eser sheyesh b'koris. This mitzvah is derech Shabbos, even though it's a nice eser sheyesh b'koris. And the Goinim, apparently, in the Shulchan Aruch, they understood differently. That the baby needs bris milah. The Jewish community has to see if the parents will let. The baby is Jewish, if both parents are Jewish. The halacha is that bris milah is the beginning of hachnasa lebris for the Jewish baby. The midrashim say like that. That's the beginning of the chinuch of the child. So you say the bracha lachnisa lebris shal Avraham Avinu means that this is the beginning of the chinuch of the child. So if the both parents are mishumadim, they're not going to raise the child as a religious. They'll probably see to it they'll baptize the child also. They'll make him also into a mishumad. So by it, true, there is a mitzvah. If we can convince them there's a mitzvah, we should do a bris milah. Even if the father doesn't do the bris, the bezin should try to take care of the bris. Klal Yisrael should try to care. But there's no hachnasa lebris over there. We can't foresee b'derech hateva that this child is going to be an observant Jew. So that's why in the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Mechaber, such a bris milah would not be derech Shabbos, because it's not that the mitzvah milah is derech Shabbos, it's the achnasa lebris that's derech Shabbos. So there, Rabbi Kivege writes an innocent comment. He says, according to that Maharsho and the Tosis in Kedushan and Afayin Dalet, that the Maharsho points out that Shitas HaTosis is Akma Haba Amas Yisrael, Havlat Kosher means a kosher goy. He's not Jewish. Because Tosis holds you need both parents to be Jewish in order that the child should be Jewish. Tosis doesn't paskan like this Tam Mishnah. Tosis holds both parents have to. So even though we don't paskan like that Tosis, we paskan halacha that the Vlad kosher a Jew. But Rabbi Gregor implies he should be choshish for that opinion. So then maybe the Mila is a Mila shalgeris. So then it's not a din of Mila bizman. Mila bizman is Decha Shabbos means it has to be Mila bishmini. But by a Ger HaMizgai there's no din of Mila bizman. It's not a milo shal mitzvah. Milo ben Abiknaini is also a milo shal mitzvah. So that's Decha Shabbos. But a milo shal ger is not Decha Shabbos. So Rabbi Kivega is choshish for that. The Pischei Tshuva there quotes others say, we don't paskin like that. We don't paskin like that, Masho, with that Tosis. We paskin our loch. That's Rabbi Chaim also has a Tshuva. He quotes, I quote already, what was his name? From one of the Gedolim in his time, he quotes that we don't paskan, we're not choshish for that Marsha, but that Tosis, we paskan like it says in the Stam Mishnah, that if the mother is Jewish, then the child is Jewish. But the Pashtus over here in this Tosis is the reason why they didn't give that case. Why they give the case of the Muberish and his Gaira? Why don't they just say Akma Abbas Yisrael? So there's no father. So they seem told in that case, when there's no father, the kid is going to be, the father's a guy, the child will not be Jewish. That's what Tosis says over here.
Could also say if the father's a ger.
He could have said what? The father. But if the father is alive, I mean. The father's a ger and the mother is a.
Bas Yisrael.
So the father is related to the child. So then if the child dies, the father yarshin. Father's not alive, so his relatives will yarshin. You should say, Vaita Mishpacha Sarkoi Mishpacha. So Tosis has to give a case where there's no father. So what? So they should have given a case where he's a goy.
Father Gary doesn't have Mishpacha. I was a guy.
Ah, yeah.
And he died.
And he died. Uh-huh. I don't know. Okay. But if the question I'm bothered with, if the whole thing is based on that, the Rav Chaim said, the whole Rebbein Rabbeinu Tam is based on that Gemara in Bechoris Daf Mem Zayin. So the Gemara talks about Akam Habo Al Alaviyah. So why did Tesis have to say Mubevish and his Gaira? So I thought maybe this Tesis goes like that Maharsho, with that Shita, that the child will not be Jewish in such a case. There's a famous Tesis in Sanhedrin, Adaf Samaches on the base, where the Tesis discusses, the Gemara has it in there. Is a parshan chumash of Gezlager. If you stole from someone, you swore falsely that you don't owe him the money, and then later on you admit that you swore falsely, so the Torah says you have to pay back the Gezel, the Keren, you have to be Moisef Chumash, because you swore falsely, then you have to bring Asham Gezelus. What if the man from whom you stole the money died, so you give the Keren a Chumash to his Yorshim? What if the man Lishgoyle Hashiv Hashem Elov? What if the man who from whom you stole the money, he swore falsely that you don't own the money, he died and he has no Yorshim? So then Hashem Amushab Lashem Lakoyin, you give the Kerem Chaimish to the Kohanim and the Anshe Mishmar, whatever day it happens to be that you come to the Beis HaMikdash, and after you give the Kerem Chaimish, then you bring the Hashem Zeil. So the Gemara asks, in the end of Baba Kama, V'cheyesh Lacharim Yisrael She'en Lagoelim, how is that physically possible? That a Jew dies and he doesn't have relatives. He always has Yorshim. The whole Yesh Nechlin. Nachlim and Mashmesh is Valechaz I Ruvin. You always have 10th cousins. Always something on the axe. And Mar says, it must be that it's talking about Gezla Ger. Ger Shemei said, Ger Shenizgar Shenodom doesn't have any relative. That's the whole parish of Gezla Ger. So then the Gemara has it in. It says, Imein Li Yishkoil. So the Gemara has a drosha, Ein Ayin Olav. Maybe you have to look into it. You have to research it. Maybe he has Yerushim that you're not aware of. So the Gemara says, Ish is Prat L'Kotten. If he's a Ger Kotten, then there's no din of Ayin Olav. You don't have to research, because a Kotten is in a Moilet. A Kotten can't have any children. So we know for sure he doesn't. And he's a Ger. He's a Ger Kotten, so he doesn't have any other relatives. Maybe he gave birth to a child, B'Katnuso. So Kotten ain't a Moilet, so there's nothing to clear about. Nothing, no research is necessary. So Tosfos has this famous discussion, a gigantic Tosfos takes up the whole Amud on Samaches on the base, and Tosfos and other Masechtos talks about parts of it, but there they have the whole Arichas. How do you have a Ger Kotten min HaTorah, and how does the Kotten own property min HaTorah? A Kotten is only Koine Metzias Kherushot to the Kotten, is only Gezel Mipnei Dakir Shalom. He's not Koine min HaTorah. And if he, that's what Tosfos is. So Tosfos gives a suggestion. What's Tosfos bothered with? Ger Kotan, how do you have Ger Kotan Matbil Mosal Das Besdin, based on Zochel Yad Mishlei Befana? But Tosfos shows that there are two Girsas in the Gemara in Perek Hazeh Neshech, where the Zochel Yad Mishlei Befana, Zochel on behalf of a Kotan, is that work min HaTorah mid Rabban? So that's two Girsas in the Gemara. The Gemara says the Zochel doesn't work on behalf of a Nachri, because a Nachri can't have a Shliach. So since he can't have a Shliach, he can't have Zochel. But a Kotten, even though right now a Kotten can't have a Shliach, but since in another couple of years he'll become a Gadol, so since he's Zotzi Lechalal Shlichas, and Nehi the Shlichas Lesle, Schia Mid the Rabbanan Miho Isle, or Schia Miho Isle. So there are two Girsas in the Gemara, where the Zoch on behalf of a Kotten is Menatar Mid the Rabban. That's on the assumption that Zoch and Adam Shalom Haral usually is Menatar. For a Gadol it's Menatar, for a Kotten it's two Girsas in the Gemara. There's one time in the end of Baba Basra, later on, it holds that Zoch and Adam Shalom, the whole thing is a Takana Mid the Rabban. And they only made a takon on behalf of Ktanim. There's no schia for Gdailim. Let the guy come and be coming on his own. They only made a takon on behalf of Ktanim. So we don't assume like that. We assume Zoch Lodim Shalai Befanim is a din deraisa, but it's on behalf of a cotton. That's two gears in the Gemara. So that's what Tosfos says. If Zoch and the cotton is only made a Rabbanan, so Ger Kot Matbil Mosal Das Bezin is only made a Rabbanan. He's only a Ger made a Rabbanan. So how do you have a Pasuk in the Chumash that talks about a Gezel Ager, Ger Kotten? That's Tosfos' question. How can he have money? So Tosfos gives an answer. Maybe it's Muberish in his Gaira. Maybe the mother was pregnant and she was Megaira. So the Achrayim are all bothered by Rebbe Kivege asked the Kasha, if she's Muberish in his Gaira, if you all do Balav Yerachimai, then the Uber needs its own Gairus. So when you Megaira the Uber, it's Vaista, based on Zochel Anu B'Shalai B'Fanu. So how do they answer the Kasha? That's Rabbi Gelegis kasha. How did Tais answer the kasha? The answer is only valid if you all do be yarechima. But if you all do balav yarechima, and you assume there's a sebi geiris and the mother, sebi geiris on the uber, so it's vita based on zochem yadam shleivam. So the achrayim all say. Rav Soloveitchik said b'shem Rav Chaim, and the Chazon Ish writes like that, and many, quite a few. The Tzemach David writes like that. Quite a few of the last 150 years. Quite a few Mechaben, even Polish Gedolim, they all say the same thing. Even if you all do Balav Yerachima, it's two gufim, but it's only one gavrin, it's one person. It's one person with two bodies. So the mother's das, geiris, is good for the uber also, but there's an issue of chatzitza, if you all do Balav Yerachima, so the mother needs her own tefillah, and the uber needs his own tefillah. The Gemara said, the mother's body is not a chatzitza, so it's a good geiris on the blood. But it's not based on zochin, because it's one person with two bodies, then the mother's vast is good. So then Tosfos adds on, if it's Muberish and his gaira, and the child doesn't need tefillah, that's how you have a cotton who's a ger cotton. The efshara, maybe the din is that the son yarshins the mother. They're not sure. Maybe the son yarshins the mother. So the Rashash, yes, on that Tosfos, why is efshara? The Gemara said, the Ferish and Yibamas, on Daf Tzarek Tzayin on the base, that if you have Shnei Achim Toimim, Shoi, Soiros, and Shalom Bigdusha, Leidos, and Bigdusha, they're all related to each other. And the chayavim mishum eishesach, if one will marry the other one's wife, if they divorce his wife, if he dies, so chayav koris mishum eishesach. So you see that they're all related. You don't say kikotin shenol adam. So why the Tosfos is not sure whether there's yerusha or not? So I remember when we learned Sanhedrin, Rabbi Soloveitchik suggested maybe Tosfos wrote efshir for the following reason. But we said before that two chalashemis of kurva when they get to gilei arayis, that's what the Gemara Yevamos Tzadik Zayin is talking about. Chayav mishum eishesach. So when you get to gilei arayis, it depends on chalashem sher basar. So the Gemara says, with respect to sher basar, that's good enough. They are kraven, the chayav mishum eishesach. But Yerusha is beferish, only mishpachasab kriyim mishpacha, mishpachasayim any kriyim mishpacha. Yerusha does not depend on sher basar. It's a different klal, a different set of relatives over here. So maybe that din in the Gemara doesn't apply to Yerusha. Complicated in Yom. Okay. Very good. Even what? Yeah. Super. No.